Welcome to Higher Ground Ministries, where we believe God's Word still speaks today. Our mission is to teach the truth of God's Word from generation to generation, building up believers and reaching hearts with the hope of Christ. Each week, we share messages from our church services, praying they strengthen your faith and encourage your heart. Join us in person or online Sundays at 10 a.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. For more information, visit hgministries.org.
Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. You can be seated in the house this morning. I'm honored to be behind my husband's desk today. Amen. If you're visiting with us for the first time, we're so glad to have you here. Maybe you're on the stream and you've never seen one of our services. We're so grateful to have you. You're part of our service. Amen. And if you're here because you're looking for a church, we completely can understand in the day that we live in that that's not an easy task. So we're excited that you showed up here and that you're looking, and we just call you blessed and we invite you to be part of the family today. Amen? Amen. So once again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms in the house. Let's give them another round of applause. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you bring your Bible today? All right, bow your heads with me. Father, we're so grateful this morning to be alive. Jesus, we're so grateful that you came to this earth, that you died for us, that you allowed them to put that crown of thorns in your head, that you allowed them to whip you and put those stripes on your back, that you allowed them to beat you, revile you, mock you. Lord Jesus, we're so grateful you took all of our sin on that cross. And we're so grateful today that you shed your blood for us. And by your blood, we are made righteous. We are on our way to heaven. And we are so grateful for what you've done in our lives, what you're doing right now, and what you're about to do. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful because Jesus did not leave us to figure this out on our own when he ascended on high. But he told the disciples and the apostles of that day to go and wait for the promise, which was the Holy Spirit. And from that point on, you're still working. You're still comforting. You're still leading us. You're still guiding us. You're still teaching us. And we are forever grateful for the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you today for the word. The Bible says you are the word. So we thank you, Jesus. We receive your word because it's you. And if at any time when the word is being spoken or read or preached, if at any time we feel any type of offense, we understand today that it's really something we need to work on. It's not you, Jesus. But Lord, we thank you for the words of life. We thank you for your word. It's not just a book that was printed, but the words on the page are literally our life. And for many of us today, it's our lifeline. And so we're so grateful for your word. And I'm grateful this morning to belong to a church that is not just a gathering, that is not just a social club, but we're an army of believers standing tall in the last days. No matter what weapon is formed against us, they shall not prosper. We have chosen to live this life for you, Jesus, and you alone. So I thank you for the honor to be able to preach your word with a holy boldness. And I'm grateful today, Lord, for the cloud of witnesses who are cheering us on, telling us, don't quit, keep going, don't look back, keep looking forward. So we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. Yeah, let's give them a good hand clap. Praise you, Jesus. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, I'm going to ask you to do that right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor preached an incredible message, which he referred to during his sermon, not not brief tithes and offerings, but praise God. He preached an incredible message on posture towards God. How many remember last week? It did something to me. And so I'm here today because I'm fired up. Come on, somebody say, I'm fired up. Clocko says it best. I'm fired up, he says with his accent. We're fired up. I'm not talking about a superficial excitement. I'm talking about the fire of God in our bellies. The Bible says that our God is an all-consuming fire. Do you know what that means? That means that he wants to come and consume every area of your life. All he needs is for you to let him. Because our God gave us a free will. Come on, somebody. And so the question when it arises and when the question comes, you may have this question right now. You may have had people come to you and ask this question, but the question always arises, how can a good God let so many things that are so evil and horrible happen in this world? Because that same good God gave us a free will. And right now, in this moment, Satan is still leading this world. He's still in charge of this world. This world is still cursed. Yeah, but Jesus took the curse. No, he took the curse of sin. He didn't take the curse that's on this earth. Come on. And so we have people that come and twist that. And they say, well, he took the curse. So when people preach on tithing and they say, you'll be cursed. No, that's right. The curse of the earth will come upon you. Come on. And so he gave us free will. And I'm so sorry, but there truly are evil people on this earth right now. And some of them, I'm not going down this road, but some of them are saying they're believers and they're saying they're Christians. But in essence, they're really just doing witchcraft. Come on, I'm not going down that road today. But in Jesus' name, God gave us a free will. And so when that question arises in your heart, why God? The question shouldn't be why God. It should be what can I learn from this? Lord, show me what I need to know in this. Amen. Today, I'm staying in the same vein for my introduction. I'm going to try my best to do what I have in my heart, and the Holy Spirit will help me. But another word for posture is position. What is the position of your heart today? What is the position that you are holding regarding the Word of God? It's time, church, to determine your position. There's a position that we can hold in the Spirit when we worship. When we come in here on a Sunday or a Tuesday or even a Thursday and we have songs that we're going to sing together, you can either stand there and be on your phone the whole time, or you can take the position of a worshiper. And the words, when they're being sung from this platform, it's not so, you know, you can hear a pretty voice singing it. But it's the words that are being sung through that song are anointed, and there's a testimony usually attached to that song. And whoever's singing that song, that anointing, come on, I'm talking about spiritual things today. When you have that anointing coming from the platform, that song that makes you feel good is actually trying to do surgery in your heart to heal you. And so you can have a position of being a worshiper, or you can have a position of being a worrier. I'm not talking warrior, come on. I'm talking worrying, being a worrying, yeah, worrier. But there's a position we can hold in the Spirit when we worship. There's a position we can stay in when we praise and pray. How many remember Paul and Silas? One of my most favorite accounts in the Bible. When I get to heaven, I can't wait to talk to the Apostle Paul. I can't wait to talk to Silas and ask them questions. Maybe I won't even care when I get there. But if I do have the opportunity to sit and talk to them, I want to talk to them about this situation. Because they stayed in the position of being praisers and prayer warriors. They were thrown into jail. Come on, somebody. Because they did a good thing. Have you ever been in a circumstance where the attacks kept coming one after another and however way they were coming, and it wasn't, you really thought it was, what am I doing wrong? But God is here to tell you this morning, it's because you're doing what's right. And so many times we automatically think we're doing something wrong, but Paul and Silas set someone free that day, but the world doesn't like freedom. Come on. The devil doesn't want us to be free. So there's a position of peace we can hold right in the middle of chaos. There's a position of praise. Can I have a little more monitor, please? There's a position of praise. There's a position of prayer that's available to us today. All hell could be breaking loose all around you, but inside your heart, inside your soul, and in your mind, come on, you are surrounded by peace. How many know what I'm talking about? Do I have anybody in the house that has a testimony this morning? Some of your testimonies may be fading in the background because you haven't talked about them in a while, but I'm here to encourage you. Your testimony matters. Your testimony will live after you go to heaven. Let that sit on you for a second. I got to look through what I, because I don't have, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a position. You can get out of position if you don't stay in the position that God has called you to be in. And I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about being a believer every single day of your life, walking in the position that God has for you. When you first get born again, you're so excited to just know the Savior. You know how much he loves you. And then you come to a place where you decide if you want to make him your Lord. Because when you make him your Lord, he is the boss of your life. But again, we have free will. And you decide what level you are going to allow him to be the Lord of your life. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning for your word. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. When we surrender to him and make him the Lord of our lives, I want to tell you today, we don't act the same. When we surrender and we give him the lordship of our lives, we don't talk the same. We shouldn't be acting or talking like the world anymore. I'm not talking about a list of do's and don'ts. I'm talking about when you receive Jesus as your Savior, truly, you are at the beginning, when you say that prayer and you meet it in your heart, you literally walk into the position of being transformed. Some of you have been being transformed for 45 years. Come on. Some of you are still stuck on year 3, and that's 30 years ago. 30 years ago, you got saved, and you're still on year 3, and you're still saying the same things you said back in year 3 of being a Christian, of being a believer. But today is the day. Come on. I love that song. It says, this is the day that everything's about to turn. God's going to turn it around for you. And we cannot get complacent in our walk with God because we're going to stay on the level that he doesn't need us to stay on in the day that we're living. But the word transform, it says something that has undergone a complete or dramatic change in form, appearance, nature, or character. When you give your life to Jesus truly and you don't hold back, I'm sorry, but this message isn't for the 50-50 Christians. If you're here today, I hope you hear me, but I pray to God you listen to what I'm about to say. You can't be 75 and 25, a Christian, 75 and 25 in the world. When you really, truly accept Jesus into your heart changes. You don't want to watch the same movies. You don't want to drink the same things. You don't want to smoke the things that you used to smoke. You are aware of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Come on. How many know what I'm talking about in this house? But you're aware that nothing else can fill the void in your heart as a human. No vice, no pill, no person, no money. So when you're being transformed, it means that you have undergone a complete, say complete, or dramatic change in form, appearance, nature, or character. And this is what Jesus does in you. You don't have to make this happen. In fact, if you try to do that in your own strength, if you try to stop drinking, if you try to stop swearing, whatever it is for you, chances are you're not going to do it in your own strength. But because you received Jesus, and then maybe you took it to the next level, and you said, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Come on. Talk about moving up higher. That is the next step to you being able to conquer all the things that are part of your old nature. Come on. I'm helping somebody today. I can feel it. And so if you still have the old nature, I don't care if it's 1%, today's the day, get rid of it. Today is the day. Yes, we love when it happens instantly. Of course, who doesn't? But I'm telling you, Jesus wants you to be transformed till the day you take your last breath. You may have gone leaps and bounds and you've been saved for 50, 60 years, but I'm telling you, there's still more to work on because we're still in this fallen world. Because then we move on to renewing our mind and on and on and on. Come on. So position can be your stance on something. Position can be where you choose to make post. When God gives you an assignment, you take your position and you make a stance and you stand post in that assignment, and then he can move in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm gonna see where I want to go with this. You can give me a second. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to talk today a little bit about celebrating. Because to celebrate in the Bible, it means to perpetually remember what God did. To keep alive for future generations what God has done for us. Your testimony will still be alive even after you pass into heaven. It's not a one-time event. It stays alive, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and all those who have gone before us. Their testimonies still live on. The devil hates our testimonies. You know why? Because that's how we overcome him. It says in the book of Revelation, we overcome him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You want to kick him in the teeth? Start sharing your testimony. And don't you dare let him lie to you and tell you that you don't have a testimony yet. You tell all the little things that he's done for you. You start just testifying that you found a church that you are at home in. You start testifying that I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. Praise God. Everybody has a testimony. And if you feel like you don't, you can say this: I was on my way to hell, but praise God, I received Jesus, and now I'm on my way to heaven. Come on, yeah. We need to celebrate that. We need to start celebrating our salvation once again. Yes, these are the last days. Yes, there's going to be persecution. Yes, you may be in the middle of a horrific attack on your life, but I know where I'm going. I'm on my way to heaven for eternity. Let me just say something right here. There is nothing and no one on this earth that I will miss heaven for. There is nothing. Come on. The Bible says, God himself said, do not have any other gods before me. When I was a kid and up until about 5 years ago, I literally thought, when I read that, I literally thought, and somebody may say me too, that that was talking about idols, the little statues. I've just always attributed that to like statues and, you know, other denominations. They worship certain people and, you know, the saints and on and on and on, or other religions. They have, you know, Buddha and like all this stuff. And I just always thought that's what they're talking about. You should not have any idols. Well, when the Lord started to show me what an idol can be, it caused me to take a good look at my walk. Because an idol, come on and bear with me. You ready to hear this? Are you sure? An idol can be a person. An idol can be your job. An idol can be your attitude. Well, this is just the way I am. Really? God said he sent his son for you to be transformed. He said that you would be able to get rid of the old man. That if there's anything that is not Christ-like in your life, that you can get rid of it and put it under the blood and be transformed and be changed. Come on, somebody. An idol can be the way you do things, the traditions you have in your family. It can become an idol. What do you drop everything for? Who do you drop everything for? Well, and now somebody's saying, well, of course I drop everything for my family. Absolutely, you should. But are you going to drop everything for your family when it may be something that you should be doing for God? These are questions that I had to ask myself. This is not, I'm not rebuking you. I am helping you. I'm helping you to adjust. I'm helping you to get the understanding that these things can become an idol in your life and you don't even realize it. Your phone can be an idol. Somebody's on their phone right now while I'm talking and they're not hearing anything I'm saying because when you're on your phone, you don't hear. Anybody want to go upstairs? We got. Come on, somebody. Come on. Do you do that overnight? Absolutely not. Absolutely. Absolutely not. But it's constantly keeping your heart turned towards God, saying, Jesus, I cannot do this on my own. He is not asking you to be perfect. Get that out of your head. And he's also not asking you to compromise and stay on a level because this is just how you are. And God knows my heart. Let me tell you something right now. Like Pastor says, if he knows your heart, that should scare, you should listen to what he's telling. Oh, that's because you're the pastor's wife and you were the pastor's daughter. No, I'm a believer. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. You can snarl at me. You can look at me and say, no, I don't really believe that. But I'm telling you, there are some people sitting in this room here today, right now. You come to church once a week and you're not going to make it through the last days because you need to go from glory to glory. And you've been going from issue to issue, from addiction to addiction. And you've been come on. Amen. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said this, we refuse to bow. And you think that we're gonna water down to make you comfortable? No, God said, I will comfort the afflicted. Amen, thank God, right? I've been afflicted, and he comforted the trumpet. And your kids, some of your kids are not going when the rapture happens. And I pray to God they make it, maybe in the, you know, through the tribulation. But some of you just compromise. Well, I just don't want to hurt it. There is a heaven and there is a hell. Heaven, hell, sorry. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And you want to compromise and water down because you're afraid of hurting their feelings? There is an idol in your life. And if you break it down, Jesus help me this morning. If you break it down, you're afraid to hurt their feelings because you have a fear of rejection in your own life. Listen, I'm preaching what the Lord has done in me. I'm not preaching at you. I'm giving you my testimony through this word. I'm giving you my testimony. So you think we come up here and we're all high and mighty? Absolutely not. We're teaching you what God has brought us through and according to his word. Hallelujah. So we're talking about idols real quick, and I'm going to switch over. So you have to get to a point where nothing phases you. If you were to lose everything tomorrow, which can happen, by the way, don't think you're so prideful. Oh, well, I got this and I got that and I got a big old bank account and I got a big old retirement. You know that it could go away in 1 second. Well, my kids and that, and well, you know, that can all be changed in 30 seconds right now. I'm not here to preach fear. I'm here to tell you the truth. The truth is you can lose your house. You could lose everything right now as you're sitting in church. How are you going to move forward in that? Because if your family is an idol to you, there is a chance that the devil will deceive you out of where you're supposed to be in God. Idols. Idols. Well, I got to work. I got to do overtime. I got to take care of my family. No, you don't. You do what God says to do. You be the man of God that God has called you to be, and God will make it happen. There'll be an anointing on it. You won't have to work two jobs. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. If you make the shift, it's time to make a hard shift in your life. It's time to say, I'm done doing it my own way. I'm done doing it this way. I'm done doing it the way my dad did it. God rest his soul, maybe, you know, I don't know. But maybe there's something that's holding you back from doing it God's way. And God said, get rid of the idol. Get rid of the idol. You're so afraid of being rejected, so you feel bad rejecting your kids. Get over it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Where's Jess? Is she down here? On September 26, 2024, my oldest daughter came to us and she repented. She was living a life that was in the world and she has a testimony and I want her to give it at some point. But my point of bringing that up right now is because I have a side of that testimony. And I made Jessica an idol. It was all I thought about 24/7. I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing. She left in a rage. She left, she did this 24/7. It was on my mind. Can anybody relate to anything that I'm saying right now? It was on my mind. And it took my husband, not because he's the pastor, it took my husband, who's a mighty man of God, to look at me one day and say, Kate, leave it alone. And then the Lord came alongside that and said, you're making her an idol. And I went, sorry, Lord. And 2 weeks after Pastor, as my husband, told me, leave her alone. Stop contacting her. I'm doing this God's way. And this is what he said to me. Just trust me. And I said, you're right. 2 weeks later, she called. Can I come meet with you? I need to repent. I said to myself, Lord Jesus, I repent right now of making my daughter an idol. Who am I to think that I can change her? Who am I to think that I can get her to turn around? No, God, I give you all the glory. I dedicated her. We dedicated her at this altar. So, Lord, I'm sorry for making her an idol. And I repented, and that little girl, who's 21 now, turned around and she came back. And she's still growing and she's being transformed. But my whole point is, do you trust him? Do you trust him? Men, listen to me right now. Your wife is screaming at the top of her lungs saying, please lead me in the ways of God. Please tell me what to do and how to do it. Don't believe the lie of this world that women just want to be in charge. And they, you know, those women do. Good for them. I don't. I want to do it God's way. I'm okay with him taking the lead. I'm okay with my mighty man of God as my husband saying, no, this is what we're doing. And maybe sometimes he has to yell at me and say, no, this is what we're doing. Don't you dare get your feelings all hurt, women. Come on. But he's being led by God. And you say, well, my husband isn't led by God. You keep praying. You keep standing in the gap for him. You keep saying, no, I believe you can do this. Don't you dare berate him. Don't you dare talk down to him. Come on. And so we have to learn to understand that we allow idols in our life. I tell him all the time, honey, I was a Jesus girl before I met you, and I'll always be a Jesus girl. If he was, God forbid, to leave this earth early, I love you. I will cry. I will grieve. I will mourn. But I am not going to allow him to be an idol in my life because he cannot take care of me to the extent that Jesus has taken care of me and will continue to take care of me. Is this helping anybody? Thank you, Jesus. You cannot. Listen, God will comfort the afflicted and he will afflict the comfortable to get you to the level he has reserved for you. There are levels that are reserved for you, men. There are levels that are reserved for you, women, waiting for you to put the idols down, to put your own thinking down, to put your stinking attitude and your, oh, okay, to put your stubbornness down because you think stubbornness is going to get people to react to you and respond to you. And some of you are doing that with God. And he said, it didn't work for Cain and it's not going to work for you. Put your stubbornness down. That is not boldness. And that is not walking by faith. But when someone, come on, is totally surrendered, saying, Jesus, help me to be who you've called me to be. Help me to come into that place that you've reserved for me. If it all went away tomorrow, I would still be standing in your love, standing in your power, standing in your anointing, because I will not have any other gods before you. Hallelujah. Take the test, pass it, and level up. Take the test. Some of you are being tested. Don't you dare blame God. God's giving you that test to bring you to the level he needs you to be on, to be able to get to the souls that are attached to you. Promotion is coming to those who answer this call today. Promotion. I'm not talking about money. Yeah, it's coming. I'm not talking about bigger houses. Yeah, those are coming too. I'm talking about promotion in your walk with God. Being so close to him, keeping your heart turned towards him, keeping your attention on him. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says you cannot put new wine in old wineskins. Are you familiar with that passage? It says they will break and both will be ruined. I'm talking about another idol. This means you cannot put old ways of thinking into your new walk with God. It doesn't work. You cannot take yesterday and bring it into today. It's impossible. And it will ruin today. Come on. You can't take today and bring it into tomorrow because it will ruin tomorrow. It's impossible. When God created time, he gave us an opportunity on a daily basis to start new and fresh. It's up to us to keep moving forward, to let go and keep pressing on. The Bible also says, put your hand to the plow. How many know this? And keep looking forward. If you can't do this or you won't do this, what does the Bible say? You will not be fit for the kingdom of God. How many can say, I want to be fit for the kingdom? I want everything the kingdom of God has for me. I don't care who hates me. I don't care who shuns me. I don't care who turns against me. I want everything the kingdom has to offer me. Because in the middle of the night when I was crying my eyes out over Jess, that's when Jesus came alongside the side of my bed and said, just give me your hand. I got you. Here's one. I had to get to the place that if she never did return, I wouldn't let it affect my walk with Jesus. And that could be an idol as well. You think you need to fix it. Come on, moms. We're the fixers. We think we need to fix it. And God said, get your hands off of it. Get your mouth off of it. Stop saying those things. And if you keep thinking about it 24/7, that's worry. And worry is a sin, because our God said, I've already been in your tomorrow. I already know that I have a good plan for your daughter, and it will come to pass. So rest in that and don't allow the devil to distract you by giving you an idol. Come on. Your job can be an idol. Well, I can't come out more than once a week because I got to work. Change jobs. See, it just got quiet because you're like, how can I do that? I need to provide for my family. Do you trust the God of the universe who created money, who created family, who created your job? You think it's your money, but he created it. Everything belongs to him. Oh, no, but I worked hard for this. Who gave you the ability to work? He did. So why do you think that you have anything to say about what he has already provided for you? Do it his way. All my life, 47 years old, been in this since I'm 5 years old, right? Watching, observing, and now in it. Every single person I've ever known that it was a tither, was a prayer warrior, lived to the best of their ability by the Holy Spirit, did everything they knew to do in their own strength, but then stepped over into the supernatural and allowed God to work through them. Many of you are sitting in this house right here. I could point you out. Every single one of them, faithful tither, faithful giver. Go down the list. Monday night prayer, Tuesday night service, Thursday night Bible study. I could point them out right now. I don't have time. Every single one of them, there's not one of them that has to come to us and I'm going through this, I'm doing that, I can't believe it, why God, la, la, la. Every single one of them now on this day while I'm preaching are strong in him. Why? Because they learned not just to hear the word of God, but to listen to what the word of God says and wait. And then they decided to activate it. Do they come up against things? Absolutely. But I'm telling you right now, this church has an awesome testimony full of people that every time a challenge came, they went through it quicker. They came through it with peace. They were surrounded and encouraged while they were going through it. Because why? God's way works. Don't be mixing your way with God's way. I'm going to start singing. Don't be mixing the world's way with God's way. Don't be telling me your little phrases about your little psychiatry. I don't even know how to say it. The philosophy, sociology. Don't be mixing those little phrases. Well, I have my own truth. That is a phrase from the world. Get it out of your mind. His truth, your truth, nothing but the truth. No. I stand on the truth of the word of God. Unfriend me, block me, say that I'm a heretic. Do whatever you got to do, honey. I'm not bowing. Somebody say it with me. I'm not bowing. It's worked all this time. Why would I even try to find something else? It has worked and worked and worked and testimony after testimony just in this house. And I can go to Michigan and hand the mic and testimony after testimony of prayer warriors and those who did it God's way and made the hard shift and changed their life to line up with what God says to do. Instead of fitting God in, I said no a lot to my kids. Well, sometimes. Dad said no a lot to our kids. I said no to some things. And I heard all the parents, you need to hear this right now. So I'm going to help somebody. I said no to some things. I wish I said no to a lot more things when I look back, but I can't bring yesterday into today, right? But I said no to a lot of things, and I heard all the phrases. But this one gets to do it. But this mom who's a Christian said, I don't care if you get a tattoo. And I said, I'm not their mother. But this one said, it's okay to go see this movie. I'm not their mother. In other words, I didn't say it to my kids, but in my heart, I'm not bowing. I'm holding the line. I know what works, and I know what doesn't work, and I'm not mixing anything with what God says works. I know too much, I've seen too much, and I'm not going to cower down because I'm afraid that you're going to reject me. I am the mother of the house, in this house. Right? Come on, parents. We can't be afraid of our kids. It's God's way or no way. When they give you those phrases, okay, yeah, I'm aware, yep. And you know what we would always say, joking around, oh, would they jump? If they jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? And a few times Jess said, yeah, I would. She would. But they come up with all these phrases. Well, and then here, let me help you again. Is it okay? Let me help. Oh, well, it's not that bad. Well, I mean, they're just vaping. At least they're not smoking crack. Heard that one a million times. God's way works. It's the only way that works. Period. With a T. Period. Come on. And God is saying to get you up to that level, get rid of the idols, and don't be afraid of people. And that includes your kids. Go further with that. The fear of God, that's what we don't have. Not us here, I'm saying in a general sense. The fear of God changes everything. Parents, this is the prayer you need to start praying over your kids. And I'm talking about start when they're like a day old and pray it every day. Father, I thank you that you enlighten the eyes of their understanding. And when you pray that, it covers everything. Because I went through a season where I was praying for Jess and I kept saying, Lord, remove this one. Remove these friends out of her life. Lord, remove this person. Remove the social media. La, 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 la. Right? And that's great. And yes, of course, we should be praying for that. But guess what would happen? He would do it. Because he'll honor your prayers, moms. And he would remove that person. But guess what? Someone else would slide right in. You know why? Because I needed Jessica to get it for herself in her spirit. I couldn't walk out her walk for her. Don't you dare mess with their testimonies, moms, dads. Don't mess with their testimonies. You just keep praying. You keep asking God to open their eyes. Once they get it in their understanding, once they get it in their spirit, they won't be attracted to any of those people ever again. That God will begin to transform them. He'll send people across their path. Come on. So your prayer today for anybody that isn't walking right, God, open the eyes of their understanding. Open their eyes. I don't want to hold her hand for the rest of her life and say, no, that person isn't good, honey. Come on. No, no, no. Get away from that person. I want Jess to say, no, I don't do that. No, I don't go there anymore. I love Jesus so much, I don't want to. It's all about their want to. And so we can pray, Lord, line up their want to. We can't do it for them. They have a free will. But how much better is it when they choose not to go down that road? When they choose to say no. And I say, Father, I ask you to put a boldness and a courage on my daughters. You can tweak this any way you know. You can tailor this to your kids. You can tailor this to your spouse. Father, I ask you to put a boldness and a courage in these last days that they will always serve you and they will serve you all the days of their life. That they will serve you in the house of God. And I pray this for my daughters, that you bring holy, righteous, bold men of God into their lives that will lead them to you, not away from you. And I don't have time and I can't go down this road, but we don't have dating in our, well, Jessica's 21, but we don't do that. We don't have it. And that's a whole nother message. But Father, I thank you today that whoever comes along that's a mighty man of God, may they want God more than they ever even have a heart for our daughters, because they will lead them. We don't mix the world. We don't. And I'm telling you, the difference is amazing. Be bold, be courageous. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. When you stay in the flow of what God is doing, you stay on track and you stay in line and you remain fit for the work of the kingdom. When people try to pull you back into the old flow, you have to stop. You got to make a hard shift. You got to say, I'm living now and I'm looking forward to the future. I got my eyes fixed on someone. His name is Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. He began a good work in me. Why would I let you pull me back? Why would I let you tell me to water it down just to make you feel comfortable in your sin? Nope. Nope. I refuse to bow. But until the trumpet blows, listen, this is our struggle. The flesh is always at war with the spirit. Listen to that. Your flesh is always at war with the spirit. Well, should I do the overtime because I'll make more money? No. I'm talking about church services. If you want to do overtime and it's not interfering with your walk with God, do it. Praise God. We should always be working as hard as we can. But how is it that Pastor and I work two jobs and never missed a church service? How is it? Because God set that up for that season. We had to do it in that season. We had to. But we also said we're not going to miss church for our job. The maker of the universe knows exactly what we need when we need it. So we refuse. We made that choice a long time ago as believers, not as pastors. We said, I want all that God has to offer me, so I'm not going to miss it. And we made sure that we put him first. And every single time we went to get a second job, we told them that up front, and we always had favor. And we always made more than we had to be able to pay our bills. I'm telling you, God's way works. It does. Hallelujah. I'm going to end with this in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 13. You can write that down and go to it later. Today, I'm talking about the power of a made-up mind. I remember if you want to turn there, you can. But one time, Pastor was preaching at the beginning of the year, and he said this, and it went off on the inside of my spirit. And I'm ringing this out to you today. I'm shouting this from the rooftops today. Settle it, settle it. There's a story. Sorry, I'm just gonna keep going. There's a story in the Bible, and he said, "How long are you gonna falter between two opinions? How long are you gonna be on the fence?" Because I'm here to tell you today, you know who owns the fence? The devil. He wants you on the fence. He doesn't want you fully in with God. He wants you teeter-tottering because you'll never go where God wants you and needs you to go in your life if you stay on the fence. Come on. You can't do it. It doesn't work. You'll slip into one side or the other, and I pray you slip into the side that God is on. But it's the power of a made-up mind. Settle it now. Settle it now in your heart what kind of believer you will be. Settle it now before they make the post on Facebook attacking your faith. Settle it now because before you realize you weren't included in the family event, settle it now before you find out they've been talking about you and having meetings against you and against your husband. Settle it now. Are you going to walk away when you find that out? Or are you going to say, Jesus, I love you. Help me. Heal my heart. Settle it. Settle it now, men, before you go home and you're alone and the computer is in that room. Settle it now. I'm not going on that website any longer. Why do we wait till we're in the middle of it? Settle it now. Hallelujah. Settle it now. You'll have to be brave and courageous. I'm not talking about not being afraid of the dark. I'm not talking about, I'm going to be courageous. So, Heather's going to crack up. I'm afraid of flying, so I'm just going to be courageous. Yeah, that's great, and you should, and you're going to walk through that, and I'm going to help you, and you're not going to have that fear anymore. I'm talking about a fear of people. I'm talking about a fear of this world and the culture, and what are they going to say if, and what are they going to do if, and I refuse to be manipulated and controlled. Come on, somebody. Settle it now. I belong to Jesus. Yes, on this earth, I belong to John Kamensky, but he knows he ain't first. I belong to Jesus. And if he says it in his word, you're going to find Katie Kamensky doing what God said to do in his word, not what you think it says. Amen. I'm going to buy this. Wait, do we have CDs anymore? I'm going to make myself with my own offering. I'm going to, what do they all say? Sweating up here. Don't be staring at me. Shout amen. Settle it. I think you should shout it. Settle it. Settle it now when she's 5 years old, that when she's 15. We made a choice when they were five. We're not allowing this. We're not allowing worldly things in our house. We're not allowing people of the world to mix in. We don't allow this. We don't allow that. Well, that's just a bunch of rules. And absolutely it is. God called me to be their mother. And I can be their mother without the anointing and be frustrated the rest of the days of my life. But I stepped into an anointing that I knew, come on, somebody, that's available to me. When in the middle of the day, when you get a check in your, when you get a check in your spirit because you're anointed by God as a mother, and one of the daughters, because I don't know if she knows, one of the daughters said, I'm going over this girl's house, and you know something ain't right, and you call them, and you hear a bunch of people in the background, and this is all because something ain't right in my spirit. I'm going to call this one up and see where she really is. And you call her up and you find out she's at one of the most demonic rap concerts you could ever even imagine. But she knew that we would say no, so she lied. Come on. But I knew in here something ain't right. Stop ignoring that check in your spirit. Be bold, moms. Be bold, dads. Question them. Being afraid of hurting their feelings, and they may be on their way to hell. You got to stop being afraid to hurt their feelings. Take up the call that's on your life. Ask the tough questions now. Listen, I have this thing, no regrets. No regrets. I'm going to ask it now. I don't want to go to bed thinking and wondering what my daughters are going through. I'm going to ask it now. I'm going to risk hurting their feelings. But I may take that risk and help them to get freedom. Come on. So in the book of Acts, I'm going to end with this. Chapter 4, verse 13, it says, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. For they could see, get a hold of this, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. Look at that verse. These are the words that stand out to me. They were amazed. When people see you in your workplace, are they amazed by how you respond? Or are they cheering you on to tell people off? Are they amazed that you're calm in the middle of chaos? Are they amazed that when they're telling the dirty joke, you literally turn around, I don't listen to that? Are they amazed by you? The second word that I see is boldness. The third key point is that they were ordinary men with no special training. And the fourth and the final most powerful point, they recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. When you go back in that chapter, you read the whole chapter. Actually, go back, read the whole book, because we are a Book of Acts church. I believe the Book of Acts is still being written. You'll see what happened, and here's what I'm going to close with. And I get like five closings, right, sir? He gets like 10, so you'll see what happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Read the whole chapter. I'm telling you guys, young people, please go read this chapter. This is what's missing in your life. This is what's missing, church. This is what we're going to get today. Come on. I'm talking about, it says in verse 8 of chapter 4, Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, then Pastor John Kamensky, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, then Miss Ramona Reed said, as she was filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, in the secular system she works in, filled with the Holy Spirit, knew exactly what to say. Then Miss Stephanie Panagiotis, in the middle of co-op, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and discerned what to say when to that child. Thank you, Steph. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, we're talking about boldness. He began to preach. I don't have time to read it, but I want you to hear this today. The first step in becoming bold is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If I were the devil, I would tell you that the Holy Spirit is not for today. If you told me that, I would go toe-to-toe with you and say, you say the Holy Spirit isn't for today. You're telling me Jesus isn't for today because they're three in one. Get out of my face. And I would say it like that. I would smile. And I wouldn't have to say anything else because my husband would be behind me and they would go, who? When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, that story I just told you when I figured out where, one of the girls was at the concert. If I was not baptized in the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't have picked up on that. If I were the devil, I would fight against that. Let me tell you why, and I'll close with this. The devil will never, somebody needs to hear this. This is going to set you free. The devil will never, ever, listen, love this. He'll never experience the presence of God ever again for all of eternity. He was literally in heaven. You got to understand, like, think about this. He was praise and worship. He was literally, he was full of instruments and it came, and the glory of God came out of him and he gave it up because of stinking pride. Pride can be your idol today. You need to talk to God about that later. He gave it up and guess what? He will never experience ever again for all of eternity, ever, ever. It's not an option for him. He's done. He's under our feet. He's never, ever going to experience what you're experiencing right now. He never will. And he hates that you get to for eternity. So what does he do? Yes, exactly. He cannot take your salvation from you. He can't take anything from you because he's under our feet. But you know what he can do? He can get you distracted to the point with an idol. Come on. He can get you distracted to a point that you start to pull away from the power of God. That someone comes in your ear or you watch a reel. Come on. They're sent by the enemy, I'm telling you. He'll send you a reel. He'll send you someone at your job. He'll send you a person. He'll send you someone or something that will get you to go, And the moment you do, he's got an entryway. Why? He's so jealous of you. We're going to be with him for eternity. We're going to be, not him, not the devil. We're going to be with Jesus. You guys can follow me, right? We're going to be with Jesus. He's so jealous of you, but he knows he can't make you do anything. But he can, come on. How many know the illustration? I can patty cake you right out of here. He never does it overnight, and he never comes as a demon with a pitchfork. He comes with the soothing voice. Oh, Eve, that's not really what God meant. When God told you to tithe, that's not really what he meant. It wasn't even currency. Absolutely not, it wasn't. I'm not going down that road. But this is how he works. The moment you realize how the enemy works, you can begin to step into your position as a soldier in the kingdom of God. Come on. And remind him he's under your feet. You'll begin to see things that he's doing that you didn't see before. And then you step into your prayer closet. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. You stop messing with my kids. He doesn't want you to understand the position that's available to you. He does not want you to understand that the Holy Spirit on the inside of you is the power level you need to be able to be victorious in this life. That's why he comes up with these lies. That's why he comes up with the lies. I've heard these over the years. I can give you a list of people that said these things to us, and they don't even walk with God anymore. And they say, it's okay, I can go sit in the bar with everybody else because it doesn't bother me because I'm so, happy and I know who I am in Jesus. The Bible says don't even go near the appearance of evil. Why would you think it's okay to walk into a place that's full of demons that is trying to pull you back? If I were the devil, I would convince you, no, you're good, you can go in there. And all the while you keep going back and next thing you know, you're back out here in the world. But how many know when we know who we are in Jesus, we remind that dirty dog that he's under our feet. He has no authority in our lives. And when we're on to him, I say that all the time, I'm on to him. He hates me. Good. I don't want him to be anywhere near my life. I don't want him to be friendly with me or okay with what I'm doing. I'm aware, come on, I'm aware of his schemes. That's why it says he's walking around as a lion, as a roaring lion or whatever, saying that he's seeking whom he may devour. Don't give him permission. Don't give him access. How do you give him access? By mixing the world with your life. By listening to gossip and slander against your pastors or against other believers in this house. By letting your kids do the things of the world, because it's not that bad. But guess what? We're on to him. We have won. You know why? Because Jesus won. And as soon as your eyes are open, I pray I helped you and opened your eyes today. But as soon as your eyes are open to the schemes of the enemy, even the military, they study the enemy before they go into war. I'm here to tell you, we're in a war today. I am an encourager to the core, but I can't encourage you out of recognizing what we're doing in the spirit. Because the enemy wants you to minimize and pat you on the back and say, you're good, you're okay, you're good. It's not that bad. No, get it all out. Get it all out. How do you do it? By being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Come on. So if you're here today, let's stand to our feet. I yelled and spit and twirled around and sweat enough. I met my quota. It's 12 o'clock. But if you're here today and you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, one way that you can tell if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit is that you have the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Don't get quiet. I can't tell you how many times I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to pray. And every time I started praying in the Holy Ghost, the answers would come. If I were the devil, come on. I would be like, that's not for today. That's weird. It sounds like gibberish. I've heard all these in the last year from people who used to come here, and they turned away from all of this. If I were the devil, I would get you to turn away from all of this because I don't want you to have what I'll never have. That's what he would be doing. First call. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what idols you have, because got to start there. Second call, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, today is your day. And here's the thing that I love about our church. We don't judge anybody here. They say we do, but that's what they're doing to us. If you've been here, I don't care. You've been here 20 years. Some of you have been here 42. And you may not be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And you wanna tap into the next level. You want to be able to fight and win every time. You need that, like the book of Jude said, it says, building ourselves up in our most holy faith by what? By praying in the Holy Ghost. It's sad because someone reached out to me recently and was telling me they wanted this to happen in their lives and they're not here today. It's so important to be in the house of God, and maybe they have something going on, but I was hoping they'd be here to receive this gift today. If you're here and you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I'm going to ask you to come up front. And if you're here and you're like, I got it like years ago, but I just don't feel like I've developed in it, I want to pray for you for that too. Because there's times of refreshing and you can get a dose of the Holy Ghost, you know? It's not just a cute saying, but you can. And you can get that, you know, like jump start, you know? If you need that today, I want you to come quickly. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this because it is 12 o'clock and I'm hungry. So, but more hungry than this body is. There you go, sir. Thank you, sir, for coming first. More than being hungry for food that I want after this, I'm so hungry for you to be walking in the level of power that God has. It's available to us. It's like right here. Today is the day to level up. If there's anybody else, I invite you to come. You can get baptized with the Holy Spirit. This is how simple yet powerful it is. You ready? I'm going to give you some instructions, okay? This is how simple yet powerful, because I would never minimize this, but it's really not like a huge thing you got to do. That's how awesome it is, that everything in the kingdom. I love that. It's literally asking the Holy Spirit to baptize you. That's it. And then, you know, as we go, You learn as you go. And this is why I'm encouraging you to get into church as much as you can, because I learned how to pray in the Holy Ghost after I was baptized by coming to church and hearing other people pray in the Holy Ghost. It was like I just began to practice and practice on my own. And I'll never forget my dad. He said his first word when he was praying in tongues was Lakito. And he kept saying it over and over and over and over. And the devil would lie. See, you didn't get it. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, one day, I call it this, he hit a gusher, and it just began to flow out of him. And then as he grew in his walk, he began to develop in his prayer language. It's a direct connection to heaven. Devil hates it because he don't understand it. He can't understand what you're saying, and it's pure. It's pure. They've done studies on it where they've we know a brain surgeon, or we've been in meetings with him. I don't actually know him. I know of him. And they did a study on people when they're praying in tongues, and their brains, they would light up, and anxiety would go, and all these things, because when you pray in the Holy Ghost, it does something. I can't explain it in the natural, nor do I want to, or I don't care. I just believe it because it works. I don't need to know why. I just know it works. So if you're here and you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, my first question, I think I know your face, but I know all of you have received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, right? He's your Lord and Savior. Awesome. Yep. Love it. If there are any young people in here, I invite you to come running. Get up here. My little niece Alina's already been praying in the Holy Ghost. She's 4. I know people 3 years old praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't care. Listen, I don't care if you're a minister. I don't care if you're an usher. I don't care if it's Lisi. I know it's not. But if it was Lisi today, nobody should be saying, what? Look at this. Born and raised. Come on, Liana. Anybody else? On the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord. They came from different backgrounds. They all were raised differently. They all had different likes and dislikes, but they were in one accord because they were in unity, because all they cared about was Jesus. And they were in one accord in their obedience to what Jesus said to do. And when you come into that unity in a place, it's supernatural. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this happen. So again, you want it? Come up now. Come up now. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to pray over you, but you're going to be in receiving mode. It's going to be real quick, but it's going to be powerful. And after I'm done praying for you and I move to the next person, that's when you're going to, if you have to close your eyes, if you're like me, you lift your hands and close your eyes, and whatever comes out of your mouth, just let it come. Just let it come. I don't care if it's B, 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 B. It's a step of faith that this is beyond my human reasoning, that I'm going to connect with my Father by the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to come and pray, and then you just receive. I'm going to have you repeat after me, and then you just begin praying. Amen. Anybody else, you come. Come now. Come now. Now's the time. Now's the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Now is the time. Thank you, Jesus. Don't care your age. Don't care how long. Come on, girls. You got this. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you're here today and you pray in the Holy Ghost, now's the time for you to do that. We're not spectators. I may be facilitating this, but I'm not just the one that's running everything. I need you to connect your faith with them and with me. That this has nothing to do with me. I'm just simply going and presenting it to them, and they're going to receive it. Amen. So those of you in the house, stretch your hands out. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't care how loud you get. Begin to pray that they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Amen. Hi. Do you have Jesus in your heart? Have you received him? Awesome. Lift your hands up to heaven. Now just say this with me. Say, Holy Spirit, baptize me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Every area of my life. Say, I receive you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Baptized in the Holy Spirit. You just begin to pray whatever comes out. Lift your hands up. You receive Jesus as your personal. Oh, awesome. I love it. Say this with me. Say, Holy Spirit, baptize me. Say, I receive you from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, every area of my life in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, whatever comes out. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Liana, lift your hands up, sweetheart. Say this. Say, Holy Spirit. Didn't mean to scare you. Say, Holy Spirit, I receive you. Baptize me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Say, every area of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it right now. Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You give her her prayer language. You give her her heavenly prayer language right now. Yeah, there it is. Come on. Come on. Whatever comes out of your heart right now, nobody's going to make fun of you. Nobody's going to laugh at you. Thank you, Lord. Dominga, lift your hands up to heaven and say this. Holy Spirit, say, I receive you. Baptize me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, every area of my life. Amen. Lift your hands up. I receive it. Say it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Just begin to pray whatever comes out of your spirit right now, out of your heart. Yeah, come on. You got it. You got it. Endosa. What's your first name? Miranda. Lift your hands up. Say this. Holy Spirit, I receive you from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Baptize me with your fire, every area of my life right now. Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Just begin to pray whatever comes out of your heart today. Thank you, Lord. Jonathan, lift your hands up. Say this, Holy Spirit, I receive you. Baptize me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Fill me with your fire and fill every area of my life now in Jesus' name. Baptize him, Lord, right now. Yeah, yeah, you're receiving it right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's not by accident that your name is Jonathan. It's not by accident that your name is Jonathan. You're anointed. You're anointed. You're anointed. Just begin to pray out of your heart right now. Lift your hands up, Taylor. Say, Holy Spirit, baptize me. Say, I receive you into my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with your fire right now in Jesus' name. I receive you. I receive you, Jesus. I receive you, Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Right now, let it come up out of your spirit. Jordan, lift your hands up. Say, Holy Spirit, baptize me. Say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with your fire. Come on, whatever comes out of your mouth right now. Yeah, come on. You got it. Come on, you got it. Just open your mouth. Whatever it sounds like, it may sound weird to you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit The Holy Spirit in fire. The Holy Spirit in fire. Yeah, yeah, come on, you got it. You got it. Come on, just let it out. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, come on, just open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you that are at the altar, you can put your hands down for just a second. Now, you may not start talking in it here. That doesn't mean you didn't get it. That doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit isn't, you're not baptized. You are. It's done. It's that easy yet so powerful. So as you go about your day, I can't wait because you're going to come back and you're going to be like, I got it. You're going to come and tell me. You're going to come tell someone that maybe brought you. You're going to tell us, I got it, I got it, I got it. You just keep saying, help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you just begin to pray whatever comes out of your mouth. And don't let the devil lie to you. I'm just giving you a heads up. He's going to say, that's not it. That's not how they sound. No, you're going to know in here. You're going to feel this. I guess the best way to describe it, like a warmth in your spirit. And you say, what's this like bubbling, you know? And it's your spirit. And it's your spirit saying, you got this. You got this. And you begin to work and develop in your gift of the Holy Spirit in your prayer language. Amen. But I invite you to come tomorrow night. Because there's a lot of people that will be here tomorrow night that are praying in the Holy Ghost that have been doing this for many, many years. They can encourage you. They can say, hey, I remember when I got baptized and this is what I sounded like. And this, it took me this long. It took me this long, whatever. I did this. I did that. But the more you're around it, the more you catch what the Holy Spirit has for you. Amen. Amen. You can go back to your seat. Let's give them a hand as they go. Everybody else, lift your hands up right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you for everything you did in this place today. I know, Lord, that there were more people that wanted to come, but for whatever reason, they didn't. But Lord, I know they can still receive it. So I praise you and thank you. This is a Holy Spirit church. This will always be a Holy Spirit church. We'll hold the line. We will not bow. We will not turn away from what God has for us. Now take a minute right now and just ask the Lord to show you any idols. Any idols. You can ask him tomorrow while you're driving, while you're on your lunch break. Ask him to show you. It can be people, things. It can be your job. It can be retirement. It can be anything that will creep in and next thing you know, it's an idol. How do you know it's an idol? You're always thinking about it. You're always trying and striving to do something for it or with it. It's an idol. But God said, I'll have no other gods before me. So don't let that block the next level for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So Lord, thank you for your word. We receive it, we activate it, and we declare that it's working in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us at Higher Ground Ministries. We pray today's message encouraged your heart and helped you grow in your walk with the Lord. Want to worship with us in person? Our services are Sundays at 10 a.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Learn more at hgministries.org and be sure to share this message with someone who needs encouragement today. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus and keep climbing higher.